Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
NUI Galway have led tributes to Karzan Saba Ahmed, his wife Shahin, and their young child Lena, who died in a crash on the M6 on Thursday evening. 37-year-old Karzan was a postdoctor researcher who had just completed a PhD in agriculture at the university. Originally from Kurdistan, members of the Kurdish community have been remembering the family alongside Karzan's colleagues who knew him in NUI Galway. Father Ben Hughes, who's a chaplain at the college, joins us now on the line. Father Hughes, you're very welcome to the programme. Thank you very much indeed. Because I know this is a devastating time for everyone at the university. How is everyone there?
Cormac, thank you very much for the opportunity to honour the precious lives of these three people. Karzan, who was a member of our university communion, his wife, then Shaheen, and their baby Lena, as you said, tragically killed on Thursday night. The impact of this tragic loss has certainly ignited a huge compassionate sense of kindness and heartfelt support right across the country, but indeed among the NUI Galway community. Mm-hmm. And our support is certainly, and our sympathy is certainly with the family who are back home, as you said, in Kurdistan. And
I know the university, Father, has been liaising with Karzan's family and friends in the aftermath, and shock all round, I would say.
Sure. And we've had through his friends in NUI Galway and, of course, the Kurdish community in Galway, we've been able to make direct contact with the family. And the family are tremendously grateful for the support that they have received and are receiving from the wider community in Galway. I suppose for them, they're now moving through the shock, the loss, the sadness, and their priority is to hopefully, you know, get the bodies of their loved ones back home to their own country as soon as possible.
Yeah. Karzan, Ben, was, by all accounts, was a brilliant student and researcher. He just completed his PhD in agriculture, isn't that right?
Yeah, exactly. And an outstanding scientist, an avid researcher. And his completion of the PhD, in fact, was noted by Chagas, who successfully has recruited him into a new role. And sadly, that's not going to happen. But it's, in fact, a mark of his excellence in terms of his work. He worked under Professor Mike Gormley, and we had a meeting with Mike earlier today. Mike, obviously, has travelled with him through the academic journey. And Mike had a lovely kind of synopsis of his experience working with Karzan. I might just maybe for your listeners share some of Mike's thoughts.
Yeah, because he wrote a little piece, Professor Mike Gormley, who was his supervisor. Isn't that right, Karzan's supervisor? So you want to read that in tribute to Karzan?
Exactly. Yeah, so Mike had said Karzan was an excellent student, a scientist with a promising career ahead of him. Karzan had a big heart, and he couldn't do enough for other people and always tackled every challenge with positivity. Everything was going well for Karzan, the birth of his beautiful daughter, Lena, last December, his successful completion of the PhD thesis in August, and now his new position with Chagas, and his PhD was scheduled for next month. Since his passing at NUI Galway, we've learned of many friends in and around Galway and beyond that he endeared himself so well to, and that was a testament to Karzan. So they were the thoughts of Mike, his professor. And I mean, yeah.
It is such a loss. And I know that efforts are being made to get Karzan and his wife Shaheen and their young child Lena to get their bodies home. And plans have been made to set up a GoFundMe page. Is that right?
Exactly. So friends within the university and outside of it are coming together to create a GoFundMe page, and that's happening as we speak, Cormac. And hopefully, you know, once that's established, maybe you might be so kind as to kind of maybe put it on the website and disallow people the opportunity to make a contribution. We have been inundated with calls from people around the country asking how can we support the family at this time, and the one practical way and is through maybe a contribution for those who can afford to make it through the GoFundMe page.
I think that the GoFundMe page is not active yet, I think, but it will be visible quite soon through a very very simple search, and people, and we'll put details up as well. But my heart goes out to their family, I must say, and the wider community there at the university. And you've told us so eloquently how big a loss it is for the for the university and all his friends, and Shaheen's friends as well. Look,
and finally, Cormac, I suppose, anyway, all the community, in collaboration with the Muslim community and the Kurdish community, are creating a service of remembrance, because they want to communicate in a spirit of solidarity our sense of support for those people in this moment of loss. And there's a great compassionate kind of outpouring of support. So we're putting that together as well, just as a pastoral, spiritual and emotional framework for people who've been impacted.
Okay. Well, I hope that'll be of some help and succour and solace to people at this time. Father Ben Hughes, the chaplain at the college, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. Agus ar yeshtéigre nánlacha ar fad.